sick and tired of that. Kevin in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Kevin, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. Though I was going to ask Congressman Pocan about whether or not he would support ranked choice voting on a national scale in his bill, I think I'll just tell you
I can tell you he does.
We had a mayor's election here, and everything went really smoothly, in my opinion. I believe the biggest complaint was waiting for the results late at night instead of getting instant tallies, because mm-hmm. the algorithm had to have every vote in from the precincts before they could run it.
Right.
And it was just a little slow, but tonight will be the mayor's first city council. I'm sure tickets are going really fast, but mm-hmm. I'd like to know your opinion of the ranked choice voting.
I am a big advocate of ranked choice voting, or sometimes it's referred to as instant runoff voting, IRV, RCV. It is the only way in a democracy like ours. We are one of only seven democracies in the world that has first-past-the-post, winner-take-all elections. The rest of them have proportional representation. But, where if your party gets 20% of the 21% of the vote, you get 21% of the seats in parliament. If you get 3% of the vote, you get 3% of the seats. If you get 60% of the vote, you get 60% of the seats. That is not part of our Constitution. In fact, the whole idea of proportional representation was laid out in a book called On Liberty by John Stuart Mill in 1860. So it wasn't, or maybe 1859. So, at the time of the founding of our republic, they didn't understand the concept of ranked choice voting. And this is why Madison in Federalist Number 10 was freaking out about the power of faction and political party. And be careful and please don't form political parties and all that kind of stuff, which is kind of ironic because Madison then, along with Jefferson, founded the modern day Democratic Party. But I agree with you, and I'm really glad to hear that ranked choice voting worked well there in Santa Fe. And thanks for the heads up, Kevin.